Okay, well, welcome to the Hero Series. Last week,
we spoke about Joseph, and remember, he was a young man, and God had given him promises. And then his brother sold him into slavery, and a whole lot of different things happened. And in the end, God was true to his promise, and he became Pharaoh, and his brothers bowed down to him like his dreams. And today, we are going to speak about Rebecca. But first, I want you guys, just imagine that there is a time machine here in the youth room. And I tell you to climb into the time machine, and you have to punch in 2024, which is in 10 years' time, and I'm going to send you off into the future. And what I want you to do is, I want you to get to the future, climb out the space, the time machine, and I want you to write, to draw what you think your future is going to look like. So can I have a few people to help me hand out some paper and some pens? And I'm going to give you 5 minutes to draw what you think your future will look like in 10 years' time. Do you think you can do that? Okay. So now I want you to punch in the 26th of October, 2014, and come back to us. Okay, now I want you to ask God, Lord, I want you to be a part of my future. I want you to help me make decisions in my future. So I'm going to send you back on your trip, punch in 2023, and I'm going to send you back into the future. And now remember, you've got God with you. Does your picture change? Turn over your page, and I want you to turn your page over and then to draw again your picture. Now remember that you've got God with you. And there's probably going to be one or two tweaks in it. So. Okay, now what I want you to do is if you can tell the person next to you what you think your future is going to look like. So if you can just share in pairs what your future is going to look like. Okay, now we're going to watch. How was that? Did much change? Who can tell me a lot changed? Who can tell me nothing changed? Nothing changed. Okay. Now, I'm going to use a video that will tell you the Rebecca story.
Abraham's son Isaac was all grown up. So Abraham told his servant,
"Go back to the land I came from and find a wife for my son."
The servant loaded up camels with all kinds of wonderful presents and rode off. After he got to the land far away, he wasn't sure how to find a wife for Isaac. At a place where girls came to get water, he prayed,
"Let the right girl give me water."
Before the servant had finished praying, a beautiful young woman came to get water.
"Will you give me some water, please?"
"Yes, I'll get water for your camels, too."
It was a big job. Thirsty camels can drink a lot of water. Back and forth she went, pouring water for them all. The servant knew this woman was the one to be Isaac's wife. Her name was Rebecca. The servant took gifts to her family and asked if Rebecca could marry Isaac. Her father said she could, and Rebecca wanted to get married too. So she went home with the servant to meet Isaac. The camels swayed and bumped along the road all the way to Canaan, where Isaac lived. One evening, just before the sun went down, the camels stopped. A young man was walking in the field. He looked up and saw the camels. His bride had come. Isaac loved Rebecca. And so they were married.
Okay, so now I'm going to use the Manga Bible to also tell you the story. So could you just break into small groups of about six in your area, if you can just turn your chairs around into about groups of six. You're going to see how Isaac's wife gets chosen. But what I want you to do is I want one person in your group to read the story to the others. Okay, so go for it. Now, I want you to discuss in your group what you've learned from Rebecca according to your partner, your career, and maybe even where God's calling to you, like to nations, to a country. So in your small group, just discuss how Rebecca's influenced your life. Okay, so now I need you to decide on one leader that needs to come and share with us, and you have to decide a key point that you learned from her. So if you can just send up one representative and one key point that you've learned from Rebecca.
Okay. So what our group said is what we really admired about Rebecca was her trust and faith in God. Because we were like saying, if a stranger came up to you and said that they had a spouse for you, you would be like, what? So we definitely admire that she knew it was God's will, and she just, without thinking, just followed, and she just knew that it was what God wanted. So that's what we said.
So despite how unconventional the circumstances are with, you know, some stranger coming and then them instantly falling in love and they live happily ever after and all that stuff, we found that, you know, you never really, like, know 100%, you're never 100% sure exactly who you're going to end up spending the rest of your life with, and until God eventually shows you. And until that point, I guess it's sort of, you know, not really for you to know. God's got a plan, so you don't need to worry. But at the same time, you always need to be, like, preparing yourself for that moment, you know, being the one that you want to marry in a way. So, yeah, that's the conclusion.
Well, that's tough to beat. Cool. So what our group was discussing was that we need to be able to trust God because he has a plan for us. We don't know what the future is going to bring. We don't know who we're going to marry, what career we're going to eventually go into, if we're going to be happy with that career. That we have to just trust God in everything, pray about matters. We have to know that we have to be felt led to go there, not just on a whim.
That's right. Now beat that.
Warwick and Caitlin kind of stole the words out of my mouth, but yeah, you need to trust in God, and because I mean God knows what he's doing, and also what we learned from that is if you give camels water, you most probably like to get married the next day. Yeah, so yeah, start giving camels water.
Okay. Okay, and what we learned from Rebecca's story is that although she wasn't sure of the guy that she was going to marry, she didn't question God's plan, and she wasn't hesitant, and yeah.
So I don't need to say any more because you've already did my talk. Okay, so Let's hear. Let's learn a lesson from Rebecca's life. How do I trust God with my life and my picture and God's picture? How do I trust him? Well, Rebecca's got a few answers. She must have had an intimate relationship with God, because when that servant came and spoke to her, she knew that he was from God. And how do you do that? By spending time with God, having a relationship with him, and asking him, telling him what you want, but asking him too, what is it that he's planned for your life? Can I share a personal testimony? When I was maybe 14, 15, I remember sitting on the couch and sobbing my heart out to my mom, because I was so scared that God was going to choose a man for me that I didn't love. Why I thought that, I have no idea. And I remember sobbing, and my mom laughed at me, and she said, you know what, Debbie, when God's got the perfect man for you, you'll love him. And it was a little bit after that, a young man was visiting a girl next door, and he decided that he needed to meet my mom. Why my mom? I have no idea. One day I'll find out. And so he came to visit my mom, and for a few weeks he was all buddy-buddy with my mom, and then his attention turned to me. Now, I thought that God had somebody else in plan for me. But it turned out that one evening he had been visiting, and it was like, you know what, he's not my type. No, I don't know what my type was. I'm 15. But anyway, I walked him down to his car, and on the halfway down the stairs, he said to me, would I consider going out with him? And I was going to say, you know, you're not my type. But before I could say that, he said, let's pray about it. What could I do? Do you know that when he said that, I had no doubt in my mind that this was a man that God had planned for me. And I was 15. I got married a couple years later. But despite that, you know what? God had shown me. I knew without a doubt that he was the man that God was going to. And you know what? I've been praying. I've been telling. Oh, there he is at the back. In case you're doubting and wondering. But the point was that I'd been praying and I'd saying, God, this is the kind of man I wanted. And he was right there and I didn't see him until God spoke to me at that point when Mark said to me, can we pray about it and ask God what he thinks? And so that was my testimony of how God showed me who I was going to marry. And God has a plan for your life. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, he says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. If your hope is in him, if your faith is in him, you've got a hope and you've got a future. And it's got to be good because God's in it. Then Abraham sent his servant to a tribe who were not idol worshippers to find a wife for his son. That, you know, that in that day, that Abraham's tribe was the only other tribe that didn't worship idols. And so Abraham made his servant promise that he would go and find a wife from that other tribe. And look how God worked it out for him. So, and God made sure that no idols came in, which would have tainted the pure tribe that Abraham was going to, that Abraham had planned. And so, we have to keep ourselves pure from idols. Have you got any idea what an idol is? Anyone want to give it a shot? That's right. So if you're spending time with God, but there's something else that's clouding your vision from what God is wanting to do in your life, that's an idol. And so it's putting God first. Rebecca listened to both the servant and her father as she made made a decision about her future. So she was hearing from God. She made sure that she was pure, so there was nothing that was clouding her judgment. And then she was also asking others to speak into her life. And as she's sitting there, she's hearing what has been spoken. And so what I want you to do is when you wanting to go into a relationship, ask people who know that person well. Ask him, hey, what is she like? Or what is he really like? Because people around them will know before you jump into a relationship. Or if you wanted to go into a certain career. Why don't you ask people like your teacher or your parents who know you, this is a career I want to go into. And I'll say, you know what, you don't actually have the temperament for that. Ask questions. What did you say? Okay. After Rebecca heard her father and servant talking, because she was included in the conversation, after they had spoken, her father asked her, will you go with him? Wow. Now, apparently, the two tribes are so far apart. It's from here to Pietermaritzburg. So it's like 500 kilometers away. And, okay, yeah, it takes us, what, 5 hours to drive? With those camels, I think it would have taken a few days. And those camels that we had in the picture, the video, I think it would have taken maybe a few months even. Okay, but God's like that. God's given us a perfect plan. But he's asking you, will you go with me? And you know what? Because Rebecca had such a good walk with God, and she knew what God wanted from the beginning, that when her father asked, will you go with me? Will you go with him? She immediately said, I'll go. She didn't say, oh, can I pray about it? Can you give me a day or two? No, she did it immediately. And it takes an act of boldness to step into God's will. And I want to challenge you on that today. You know, some of us know, either you've had a prophetic word spoken over you, or somebody said, oh, you should do this because this is so much like you. After you've prayed and after you've read scripture, I want you to take the leap. Isn't this beautiful? I'm glad that the pieces of the puzzle of my life is in God's hands. He knows exactly where and when to put them and make it complete. Being a preschool teacher, when kids came into my class in the first term, they would shove the puzzles together and they would chew it so it would fit together, and they would stand on it and punch it. And then when they were done, the pieces didn't fit. There was no picture. All the pieces were higgledy-piggledy. But you know what? God is saying, can I build your puzzle of your life? As you walk along life, can I put the pieces together so that when you get to the end of your life and you look back, you'll see a beautiful picture. It won't be higgledy-piggledy. It won't be shoved together. It'll be a perfect picture. I want you just to listen to this.
Of the blind, there's no one like you.
and we serve an awesome God. And I want you, if you are going to trust this God to help you build your puzzle and to help you decide what your future will look like, I want you to stand so I can pray with you. Okay, let's pray. Thank you, God, that you love us and that you sent your Son to die for us, Lord, that we can have a life that is abundant and is full. Father, I pray for each person that is standing here today that says, God, I want you to rule over my life. Father, where there's darkness, where our puzzles are a bit messed and broken, Father, I pray that you'll speak life into it and light into it. Father, I pray that you'll help us to build our puzzles, that at the end of our lives, when we look back, it'll be a beautiful picture, Father. Thank you, Lord, that our lives are in your hands. And Father, we thank you that we can trust you. Thank you, like Rebecca, who put her trust in you. Lord, she landed being a mother of a nation. And Father, I thank you that you've got great and awesome things waiting for us, Lord. And I just pray that we will just trust you and that we'll have faith in you. And I just pray blessing over these teenagers today, Lord, that you will just bless them in this week. Help them with the exams. Help them with any struggles that they face, because you're greater and you're bigger. We pray this in your precious and kind name. In Jesus' name, amen. And then, next week is Daniel. And Daniel finds himself in a lion's den, and I won't tell you anything more. It's like a horror story. Okay, be blessed. Okay.